1 Chronicles 12. The following are those who came to David at Ziklag, while he could not move about freely because of Saul, son of Kish. They were among the mighty warriors who helped him in war. They were archers and could shoot arrows and sling stones with either the right hand or the left. They were Benjaminites, Saul's kindred.
The chief was Ahiezer, then Joash, both sons of Shemaiah of Gibeah. Also, Jeziel and Pelet, sons of Azmaveth, Berekah, Jehu of Anathoth, Ishmaiah of Gibeon, a warrior among the 30 and a leader over the 30, Jeremiah, Jehaziel, Johanan, Jozabad of Gedera, Eluzai, Jeremoth, Bealiah, Shemariah, Shephatiah the Harufite, Elkanah, Ishiah, Azarel, Joezer, and Jeshobeam, the Korahites, and Joelah and Zebediah, sons of Jerohim of Gedor.
From the Gadites there went over to David at the stronghold in the wilderness mighty and experienced warriors, expert with shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and who were swift as gazelles on the mountains. Ezer the chief, Obadiah second, Eliab third, Mishmanah fourth, Jeremiah, fifth, Attai, sixth, Eliel, seventh, Johanan, eighth, Elzabad, ninth, Jeremiah, tenth, Machbani, 11th. These Gadites were officers of the army, the least equal to 100 and the greatest to 1,000. These are the men who crossed the Jordan in the first month, when it was overflowing all its banks and put to flight all those in the valleys to the east and to the west. Some Benjaminites and Judahites came to the stronghold to David. David went out to meet them and said to them,
"If you have come to me in friendship to help me, then my heart will be knit to you. But if you have come to betray me to my adversaries, though my hands have done no wrong, then may the God of our ancestors see and give judgment."
Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, chief of the 30, and he said,
"We are yours, O David, and with you, O son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you, and peace to the one who helps you, for your God is the one who helps you."
Then David received them and made them officers of his troops. Some of the Manassites deserted to David when he came with the Philistines for the battle against Saul. Yet he did not help them, for the rulers of the Philistines took counsel and sent him away, saying,
"He will desert to his master Saul at the cost of our heads."
As he went to Ziklag, these Manassites deserted to him: Adnah, Jozabad, Jediael, Michael, Jozabad, Elihu, and Zilethai, chiefs of the thousands in Manasseh. They helped David against the band of raiders, for they were all warriors and commanders in the army. Indeed, from day to day, people kept coming to David to help him, until there was a great army, like an army of God. These are the numbers of the divisions of the armed troops who came to David in Hebron, to turn the kingdom of Saul over to him, according to the word of the Lord. The people of Judah, bearing shield and spear, numbered 6,800 armed troops. Of the Simeonites, mighty warriors, 7,100. Of the Levites, 4,600. Jehoiada, leader of the house of Aaron, and with him 3,700. Zadok, a young warrior, and 22 commanders from his own ancestral house. Of the Benjaminites, the kindred of Saul, 3,000, of whom the majority had continued to keep their allegiance to the house of Saul. Of the Ephraimites, 20,800, mighty warriors, notables in their ancestral houses. Of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, who were expressly named to come and make David king. Of Issachar, those who had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, 200 chiefs and all their kindred under their command. Of Zebulun, 50,000 seasoned troops, equipped for battle with all the weapons of war, to help David with singleness of purpose. Of Naphtali, 1,000 commanders, with whom there were 37,000 armed with shield and spear. Of the Danites, 28,600 equipped for battle. Of Asher, 40,000 seasoned troops ready for battle. Of the Reubenites and Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh from beyond the Jordan, 120,000 armed with all the weapons of war.
All these, warriors arrayed in battle order, came to Hebron with full intent to make David king over all Israel. Likewise, all the rest of Israel were of a single mind to make David king. They were there with David for 3 days, eating and drinking, for their kindred had provided for them. And also their neighbors from as far away as Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali came bringing food on donkeys, camels, mules, and oxen, abundant provisions of meal, cakes of figs, clusters of raisins, wine, oil, oxen, and sheep, for there was joy in Israel.